The Sulphur Springs City Council has a special meeting at noon Tuesday that involves an agreement with TxDOT that will get the city closer to having some wayfinding signs pointing the way to downtown Sulphur Springs and Celebration Plaza. I talked about it with City Manager Mark Maxwell Monday morning.
You might recall that a couple of months ago we changed the name of Broadway just over the bridge, and only over the bridge. It became the Celebration District, so that we could hang lighted and street name signs on the signal arms and direct people toward downtown. And now TxDOT has approved putting those signs up, but we have to sign an agreement with them to make it official. And since we're coming up on spring and summer, the busy season here, I'm wanting to move this along, so I scheduled a special meeting, a little lunch meeting. It should take but 2 minutes, and we'll be done.
Will this allow TxDOT maybe a mile or so away to say Celebration District 1 mile or something like that? Is that part of the plan, or I don't know how much they're going to do for you?
You know, I honestly haven't gotten that far, but it stands to reason that they would be able to call it the Celebration District exit, and that'd be dynamite.
Yeah. And, of course, that's the main thing because of, from studies, I guess, from going back to Roger Brooks, that it's hard to, not always easy to find downtown Sulphur Springs if you don't know where it is.
Well, and according to him, on average, it makes a difference in sales of about 28% in downtowns if you have a good wayfinding system to get people there. And so 28% is sizable. So we're working on it.
Well, we've all been in places and seen these historic downtown sign this way, and it does make you kind of intrigued and might want to check it out.
And so, history is a part of tourism, but we're the Celebration City, and so this will be the Celebration District, and at times we'll refer to it on the interstate as the Celebration Dining District or the Celebration Shopping District or the Celebration Entertainment District, but in any event, it'll be the Celebration District exit in the future.
Well, we talked about the signs. I guess also use of billboards, again, to reinforce the message and along the interstate.
Oh, yeah, that's just a part of it, and there'll be other parts of it to be revealed at a future date.
TxDOT just requires that before they get into this, they need this city's buy-in, I guess, is on paperwork or
something. They need to know that we're going to pay for it. And they want the money up front.
Oh, okay.
So we'll sign the agreement, send them a check, and we'll be good.
KSST News.